India once had its own airbase outside the country. Yes, you heard that right. Not in the Himalayas, not in the Indian Ocean, but far away in Central Asia, in a small but strategically crucial country of Tajikistan. This base is called the Aini Air Base. It was India's first overseas military base, a symbol of power, ambition and strategy. But after nearly two decades, India quietly walked away from it. So what really happened? Why did India build it in the first place? And why India had to leave? So this story begins in the early 90s. As you all know, Soviet Union officially collapsed in 1991. Tajikistan became a newly independent country. There was an old, broken-down Soviet airbase near the capital Dushanbe. This place is called Aini, located about 10 to 15 kilometers away from the city. It was in bad shape, abandoned runways, rusted hangars and broken control towers. But when India looked at the map, it saw something that others did not. Aini wasn't just any airbase, it sat very close to Afghanistan's Wakhan corridor, that narrow stretch of land touching Pakistan-occupied Kashmir and China border. For India, this was pure geopolitical gold. It meant, if managed right, India could have a presence right near Pakistan's and China's backyard. So, in the early 2000s, when US invaded Afghanistan under the name War on Terror, India made its move. India signed a deal with Tajikistan to revive and jointly operate the Aini airbase. In 2002, Indian engineers and personnel from the Border Roads Organization arrived and started rebuilding this airstrip. And this wasn't a small renovation. India spent around $70 to $100 million on upgrades, extending the runway to 3.2 kilometers so it could handle big aircraft like the Ilyushin 76 and even fighter jets like Sukhoi 30MKI. India built fuel depots, aircraft shelters, and a new control tower, and housing for the troops. By 2010, the base was completely transformed, modern, operational and ready for any kind of mission. But why was India so invested in this remote Central Asian base? The answer lies in Afghanistan. In the late 90s and early 2000s, India supported the Northern Alliance, a group fighting the Taliban regime. Aini became a lifeline for India's support. Supplies, medicines and logistics all moved through here. In fact, India even set up a military hospital in Farkhor, another town in Tajikistan. That's where Ahmad Shah Massoud, the legendary Northern Alliance leader, was taken after an assassination attempt just 2 days before 9/11. He didn't survive, but this event shows how deeply India was involved in the Afghan conflict, quietly but firmly. For many years, Aini Air Base gave India eyes and reach in a region dominated by rivals. It was a silent message that India wasn't just a South Asian player anymore. It had stepped into Central Asia's chessboard. By 2010, India had around 150 to 200 Indian military personnel stationed at Aini Air Base. For a while, even Sukhoi fighter jets operated from there. It wasn't a massive deployment, but it was symbolic. It meant India could watch, respond, and even assist in regional operations, especially during crisis in Afghanistan. Now fast forward to 2021, when the Taliban took over Afghanistan again, Aini Air Base became crucial once more. India used the base to conduct evacuation missions for its diplomats and citizens stranded in Kabul. It was a reminder of why the Air Base mattered, not just for war, but also for rescue and humanitarian missions. But then something changed. In 2022, India officially handed back the Aini Air Base to Tajikistan. The Indian Ministry of External Affairs confirmed that the bilateral agreement for the base had simply expired and was not renewed. On paper, it sounded routine, but behind the scenes, there was geopolitics at play. It is being said that both China and Russia had quietly pressured Tajikistan to take the airbase back from India. China did not like the idea of Indian jets flying near its western border, especially as it expanded its Belt and Road initiative in Central Asia. And Russia, which still sees Central Asia as its backyard, has long opposed any non-regional military presence in the former Soviet states. Now caught between these two big powers, Tajikistan simply asked India to step back, and India diplomatically did. If you see, it was China who pressured Tajikistan to not renew the airbase lease with India. Why? Because if you are aware, China has built a secret military base in Tajikistan. There are satellite images showing multiple buildings and large infrastructure compounds that suggest Chinese military presence near the Tajik-Afghan border. The exact place is called Shaimak. Here's the place. Now you may have a question why Tajikistan wants Chinese military presence. Due to the Taliban's rule in Afghanistan, there is a potential security threat that could spread to neighboring countries including Tajikistan. If you know, at one time, all these Central Asian countries were part of the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union, which is today's Russia, used to take care of their security concerns. Russia still maintains a military presence in Central Asia through the Collective Security Treaty Organization Agreement. Because Central Asian countries face security concerns like terrorism, drug trafficking, and border disputes. But today, Russia's involvement in Ukraine has diverted its attention and resources, potentially weakening its ability to fully address these concerns in Central Asia. Now, this situation has created a sort of vacuum that China wants to fill. Groups like the Islamic State of Khorasan province operate in Afghanistan and they pose a threat to regional security. Tajikistan's government worries about these groups recruiting fighters or launching attacks across the border. Afghanistan is world's largest producer of opium, and Tajikistan is a transit route for drug trafficking. And this is already worsening under the Taliban rule. And then just imagine, anytime there could be instability in Afghanistan, and that would lead to an influx of refugees into Tajikistan, straining resources. So Tajikistan has no other option to increase its military presence along the border with Afghanistan. And to seek security cooperation, Tajikistan has no other option but to cooperate with either Russia or China. So due to all these reasons, Tajik government has allowed China to build a secret military base. And Tajikistan requested India to leave the Aini air base after the bilateral lease agreement for joint operation expired in 2022. And India concluded removal of its assets and personnel from the base by the end of 2022, with final withdrawal wrapping up by early 2023. So you can see the timing. United States left Afghanistan in August 2021 and handed the full control of the country to Taliban. And that's when Tajik government started having concerns. And that is when China, Russia and Tajikistan had a talk among themselves. And that is how Indian government was asked to leave the airbase by the end of 2022. So Russia and China both were involved in this decision. But primarily the facts and intentions are more pointing towards China, who must have asked Tajik government to let India go. China's major problem in this region is the Uyghur Muslims. Since the day America left Afghanistan in the hands of the Taliban, China has faced significant issues. It is the potential spread of Islamic radicalization into their territory through the Uyghur Muslims. This has become a huge problem for the ruling Chinese Communist Party. Now, China's problem with Islamic radicalization can also be seen in Tajikistan's internal policies, if you analyze it carefully. For example, Tajikistan banned the wearing of hijab in 2024, and that to being more than 90% Muslim population country. The Tajik government has also banned men from keeping long beards. The police were forcibly shaving off men's long beards. Hundreds of mosques have been shut. The Tajik government has also said teaching delivered by imams must fall within state-issued guidelines, and minors are not allowed to enter places of worship without permission. Those parents sending their children to study religion abroad are also penalized. So if you look at all these religious policies, or you could say reforms, made by the Tajikistan's government, it is very similar to what China has done with the Uyghur Muslims in the Xinjiang province. So the point is that the strict laws that the Tajikistan government is enforcing on its people can be seen as a result of their efforts to build close relations with China. And this is where Tajikistan has a huge problem with the Afghan Taliban government. And the only solution to Tajik government can only be given by China as of now. And China is also a major investor in Tajikistan. China's BRI projects bring much needed infrastructure improvements and foreign direct investment. So keeping all this in mind, China has built this secret military base in Shaimak, Tajikistan. Now with the closure of Aini Air Base, India has not only lost its only overseas airbase, but also somewhat of a military foothold in Central Asia. While it is certainly a setback for India, but then China's growing presence in Tajikistan comes with its own set of reasons, shaped by Tajikistan government's priorities and compulsions. The Tajik government currently faces strong need for security, economic support, and protection against threats like regional instability, terrorism, and drug trafficking. These are the factors that have driven Tajikistan closer to Beijing. I hope you found this video informative. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.